PRI, Public Radio International.
You know William Tell, that 14th century folk hero from Switzerland, Tell the expert marksman with a crossbow who shot a tyrannical overlord with his arrow. No doubt there are musicians who fantasize about shooting an arrow through an apple on the head of their conductor while playing the William Tell Overture. Not in Pittsburgh, of course. Music director Manfred Honeck conducts Rossini with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Haydn's 93rd Symphony, and A Hero's Life by Richard Strauss. I'm Jim Cunningham. Surely you've never thought about aiming an arrow at a talkative classical music announcer. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. You've heard Rossini's William Tell Overture featured in Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny cartoons, commercials on TV, or in Stanley Kubrick's 1971 movie, A Clockwork Orange. Americans know it as the theme from The Lone Ranger of film and television. To Manfred Honeck, it's a Swiss story sung in French by an Italian composer who was inspired by author Friedrich Schiller, who wrote the Ode to Joy for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
It is a great play, actually, Wilhelm Tell, one of the longest plays Friedrich Schiller has written, the same who has also written the text for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy. And it was performed, the play itself was performed in Weimar, and where Goethe was director of the theater. The play plays in Switzerland, and Switzerland is actually very close to my hometown. So I'm very familiar with the whole story. I was very often on the seas where the play is happening, and all the tales that they are talking about, it's close to my hometown. Therefore, I'm very familiar with that. But of course, musically speaking, it has nothing to do with Switzerland. Rossini is an Italian composer. He's one of the most popular cooking composers, so which is wonderful.
Rossini's William Tell Overture is a miniature tone poem with four sections representing dawn in the mountains, a thunderstorm, the pastoral countryside, and the triumphant return of the Swiss troops. The overture served as a model for romantic overtures throughout the 19th century, and Rossini's music marked a transitional stage in the history of opera. William Tell is Rossini's final opera after two decades of consistent work and a total of 39 operas. After the 6 hours of William Tell, during his remaining 39 years, Gioachino Rossini did not compose another note for the stage. To demonstrate Rossini's special features in William Tell, here are the principal cello of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Ann Martindale Williams, with principal English horn, Harold Smoljar.
On this weekend's concert, I play in both the William Tell Overture and Ein Heldenleben. And one of the things which is very interesting to me is that essentially I'm playing the same solo in both pieces. I play the part of a shepherd. In William Tell, I'm in the calm after the storm, when the flute and I call back and forth to each other. And at the end of Heldenleben, I guess you could say that's after a storm as well, although a different kind of storm, I guess maybe an ego storm would be a good way to put it. Both of these solos use the same kind of melody, big leaps, and they sound almost like someone yodeling.
Probably many of us associate this music with the Lone Ranger and his sidekick, Tonto. I love that TV show, and as a kid, I was permitted to watch the TV show after I had finished my practicing. The piece begins with a beautiful slow section played by 5 solo cellos and the bass section. For me, starting this piece is a bit like hang gliding. You're standing on the mountain ledge all alone. Your heart is beating. You're waiting for the right moment to begin. You take a deep breath and you take a running start, and then there's no turning back. You're over the edge. Arpeggio happens 3 or 4 times. The 4th time, it's really difficult. It ends on one of the very highest notes that the cello can play.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Cello Ann Martindale Williams welcoming music director Manfred Honeck on stage to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony in Gioachino Rossini's overture for William Tell. The overture William Tell by Gioachino Rossini, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. You heard our principal cellist Anne Martindale Williams and principal English horn Harold Smoljar. Rossini began William Tell in the summer of 1828. He'd moved to Paris in 1824. He saw Friedrich Schiller's play William Tell, based on the heroic Swiss struggle against tyranny in the 14th century. It was a hit in Paris, and Rossini decided to turn it into an opera. Almost a year later, William Tell had its premiere. Rossini's William Tell found praise from the critics at its first performance, but the public didn't like it. They felt it was too long, 6 hours, far too much for a single evening. The opera was greatly shortened when it was staged in later years. The full-length opera is rarely heard today.
I believe it's rather impossible to do it really without any cut. And also, by the way, it is performed not in Italian language, which would quite natural for an Italian composer. It was written for French language. So it was not unusual, but anyway, for Italian music, it is a wonderful connection with Italian language, of course. And the singing parts in all the Rossini operas, always challenging. It is amazing. He had a wonderful feeling for voice, but he knew also how far he can go with the voice to challenge them. He was a really great master as a singing composer.
Rossini's overture was first heard played by the Pittsburgh Symphony in March of 1896 at Carnegie Music Hall with François Havanec conducting. Manfred Honeck is the ninth music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. He was appointed in 2007. He has signed with the Pittsburgh Symphony through the 2019-2020 season. Among Manfred Honeck's recordings with the Pittsburgh Symphony, A Hero's Life by Richard Strauss, Ein Heldenleben on the Exton label, music you'll hear later in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. Franz Joseph Haydn's 93rd Symphony and Richard Strauss' A Hero's Life still to come on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Critic Bernard Jacobson once said, "A lack of appreciation for Haydn is evidence of the inability to enjoy the good things in life." The Symphony No. 93 is the first of Haydn's London symphonies. It was written in 1791 during his first visit to London. He'd worked as music director for the Esterházy family up to that time. After Prince Nicholas Esterházy died in 1790, Haydn was encouraged to come to London by Johann Peter Salomon. Salomon was in charge of a concert series called Bach Abel Concerts as part of London's rich musical scene. After Haydn arrived in London, Salomon included one of his pieces in every performance of the concert series. The Symphony No. 93 premiered in February 1792 in the Hanover Square Rooms of London under the direction of the composer. Austrian-born Manfred Honeck is a big fan of Papa Haydn. He especially enjoys his sense of humor.
He was the main composer of the Count of Esterházy, And he had to compose a lot of music for the court of the family of Esterházy. But he was getting such a great name, and everybody wanted to have composition by him. So in London they asked him, and he was one of their favorites. This symphony, 93, he showed a lot of humor. In the second movement, for example, where suddenly he, in a silence of nothing, he let play the bassoon in the deepest note, and it sounds like a mistake and sounds like a strange noise. Just he wanted to shock people.
Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Symphony No. 93 in D major by Franz Joseph Haydn with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck. The Symphony No. 93 in D Major by Franz Josef Haydn. American conductor Guido Cantelli led the Symphony No. 93 at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh in February of 1951. Franz Josef Haydn, the father of the symphony. At the time of his death, he was one of the most celebrated composers in Europe. He may have been a legend in his own time, but we have a composer who surely was a legend in his own mind. Richard Strauss, with his Hero's Life, coming up shortly on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. All of the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcasts are available anytime as streaming audio from our website at wqed.org. Go to On Demand, click on the full list of programs, and choose the program you'd like to hear. The website again, wqedfm.org. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, perfect for reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists this season, including Thomas Hampson, Gil Shaham, and Olga Karin. They're all smiling for the camera. You'll find Manfred Honeck's photograph and his biography, the Pittsburgh Symphony story, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find the website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.